Dictation for Carol Cooper, COOP, as in Paul ER, November 537, addresses a letter. Dr. Gunnell, GUNNELL, MD, 802-5030. Dear Dr. Gunnell, consultation for Mrs. Cooper, who has chronic kidney disease, has been followed with Dr. Bangaru, B-A-N-G-A-R-U, who has left the area, comes accompanied with a daughter. Recent evaluation, emergency room, April 6th, with a positive for COVID, did not require admission or problems of hypoxemia, says to be eating well, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine, good volume without infection, cloudiness of blood, has chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not used any oxygen, never been tested for sleep apnea, uses inhalers as needed, no gross pleuritic discomfort, no syncope, norrhopnea PND, denies skin rash or bruises, denies bleeding nose gums, denies fever headaches, has chronic back pain, uses a walker, no recent falls, hard of hearing, bilateral hearing aids, next paragraph, her past medical history, diabetes at least for the last 10 years, hypertension, atrial fibrillation anticoagulated, six sinus syndrome pacemaker. Macular degeneration, left-sided worse, gets shots every 6 weeks on the right eye, no documented diabetic retinopathy, denies neuropathy or foot ulcers, denies TIS or stroke, prior workup, posterior circulation at the time of thick sinus syndrome, negative MRI, CT scan, angio, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease, she's not aware of carotid artery disease, no coronary artery abnormalities, denies CHF, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, denies chronic liver disease, reviewing record shows iron deficiency, but she denies active bleeding or blood transfusion, question kidney stones remote, was not isolated, no interventions, no testing of the stone. Next paragraph, I'm impressed about memory issues. Next paragraph, surgeries, cervical disc 2006, right side, the total hip replacement 2007, tonsils, adenoids, gallbladder, lens implant, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, secondhand exposure, she never smoked herself. Next paragraph, red alcohol. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Eliquis, Zolpidem, Glipizide, Vitamin D, Januvia, HCTC, Paxil, Losartan, Norvasc, Diltiazem, Pinofibrate, Albuterol. No anti-inflammatory agents, and none of these medications is new. Also gets B12 shots every month. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 188, blood pressure 122.50 on the right, 126.52 on the left. Some deviation of the eye, right side to the lateral area, decreased hearing, bilateral hearing aids, the speech is normal, no gross respiratory distress, no gross skin, mucosal abnormalities or palpable lymph nodes, the lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, has a pacemaker, left side and no pericardial wrap, appears regular, I don't hear murmurs, no palpable liver, spleen masses or ascites, popliteal pulse is good, dorsal pedis posterior tibialis mildly decreased, capillary refill normal, no edema, no gangrene, I don't see gross focal motor deficits, minor erythema palmaris, next paragraph, in January 2021, kidney ultrasound 9.8 on the right, 11.4 on the left. At that time, no obstruction, no stones, a cyst on the left sided. Next paragraph. There is an echocardiogram, January 2023. Ejection fraction normal, 70%. Calcification mitral valve, but no stenosis. Moderate tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, creatinine over the years has slowly getting worse. 2018 all the way to 2021, fluctuating between 1.1 to 1.2. In 2022, progressively risen, 1.5, 1.6, 1.7, 2023, February 1.9, April 2.3, and we are repeating chemistries. In the emergency room, anemia 11.5, small red blood cell 74, normal white blood cell, elevated platelet, previously elevated RDW, potassium in the low side, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, prior urine analysis, no blood protein or cells, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, prior iron deficiency, low ferritin saturation, prior elevated PTH 106. Recent A1C, well controlled, 6.1, 6.1, 6.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive, very well controlled diabetes, blood pressure, if anything, in the low side, no activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. If anything, blood pressure running in the low side, although she was not symptomatic. The above echo, minor abnormalities, not enough to explain the progressive renal failure. This very well could be effect of medications. I'm going to repeat chemistries. I didn't change medicines today, but we might need to cut down on losartan. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Repeat kidney ultrasound, as there was some asymmetry on the right comparing to the left. And we want to make sure that there is nothing to suggest obstruction. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Otherwise, has atrial fibrillation, six-sinus syndrome, pacemaker, anticoagulation, Eliquis without active bleeding. Present dose is full dose, 5 milligrams twice a day, depending on renal function, might need to decrease it to 2.5. Next number, evidence of iron deficiency anemia documented in the past, low ferritin iron saturation. Please do occult blood in the stools. Potential iron replacement, no need for EPO. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, I have an impression of memory issues, but might be related to decreased hearing. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient family member, new chemistries to be done, ultrasound to be done, further advice to follow.